Tour de France. More news at USAradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
A pop quiz for parents with third grade teacher, Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. One, name one Hollywood director. Two, name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number three, name one comedian. Four, name one game show host. Five, name one professional athlete. Number six, name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Today I want to talk about, well, it's a Sunday Week Review. We talk about everything. But I mostly want to talk about Traitorgate. The possibility, indeed probability, that the man in control of the White House has committed treason, or at least what George Bush's father called a traitor's act. The man in charge of the White House, of course, is not the president, but Karl Rove. Karl Rove and Vice President Dick Cheney have been running this White House for the last 5 years, as we've reported often on this program. And the question now, it seems, is Karl Rove a traitor? Did he actually disclose the name of a CIA operative involved in protecting America from weapons of mass destruction, risking the lives of all the people that she worked with, and do it just to cause political damage against someone who was exposing the president's lies? Does it sound like Watergate? Oh, this is far worse than Watergate. And in watching Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary, give a press conference last week on this matter, you know, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I watched that press conference with a combination of fascination and anger and bitter laughter. Because here was the president's press secretary, unable to confirm or deny that he had lied to America beforehand. And when you put all the lies together, it's amazing. First, the president comes out, of course, in his State of the Union speech, at a time when he's trying to rev everyone up to support the war in Iraq. And he lies to the American people. And he says that Saddam Hussein was on the verge of getting nuclear weapons, uranium out of Africa. So that's a lie. And the guy he sent down to find out if it was true, the guy that Dick Cheney sent down, Ambassador Joe Wilson, who was on my show, as you know, just a couple weeks ago, Ambassador Joe Wilson found out it was a lie and reported it to the Bush administration. But the Bush administration did not want to hear it. For Bush, facts are, well, they're things to be used to get your way, but they have no real meaning. There's no actual there. They can make up whatever they want as long as the American people buy it. So he told the administration, look, the whole Niger thing is based on a forgery and a weak forgery at that, and everyone knows it's fake. You might not want to say that. Bush says it anyway. So Wilson says after the speech, guys, again, this is all private, you know, you really don't want to lie to the American people like that. You might want to come clean. He goes through all the official channels. They turn him down. They won't talk to him. So finally, slowly, he goes public. And once he goes public, the Bush administration goes into attack gear. They can't have anyone challenging the president. Just because Wilson's telling the truth and the president's telling a lie, they can't have anyone do that, so they go right into attack mode. And they decide the best way to attack Joe Wilson, Ambassador Joe Wilson, is to out his wife Valerie Plame Wilson is a CIA agent. Now, most of you know all this background by now. There may be a few of you that don't, so I'm giving it. And if there are any questions about it, by all means, give a call. 528, that's it. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Boy, you take a couple days off and you start forgetting numbers. So you know the story. And at that time, of course, the White House gave express denials that Karl Rove was involved in this. Now, everyone knew this is the kind of dirty tricks that Karl Rove was clearly the kind of thing he'd like to do. Remember, not a lot of people mention this, Karl Rove used to work for Bush Sr., the first President Bush, and was fired in 1992 for doing what? For leaking to Robert Novak, the conservative columnist who is the one who outed the CIA agent Valerie Plame Wilson. So this is a guy who's done that before. We, in fact, did a whole show last Thursday on Rove's plausible deniability, how he breaks the law for the president and keeps the president protected. Very similar, by the way, to the things that Haldeman and Ehrlichman did for Richard Nixon. So when the scandal broke, what happened is Rove told Chris Matthews of Hardball, MSNBC's Hardball. Rove told Matthews, which shows an amazing amount of arrogance. He said to Matthews, Joseph Wilson's wife is fair game. In other words, if Joe Wilson, Ambassador Joe Wilson, has the audacity to tell the administration that we lied, to show the American people that we lied, we have no problem committing treason. We have no problem saying, in fact, that she is a CIA agent. And you know, I've heard people say, by the way, that this doesn't harm anything, that she was in the United States at the time, that she wasn't working at covert operations. Well, if you heard that, then that someone is trying to spin you, or they don't know all about it. Because, actually, Valerie Plame Wilson worked in a CIA front company. She worked in a CIA front company studying weapons of mass destruction, and the people in that front company are still there. And they may be hurt, they may be killed, because of what Karl Rove, it seems now, has done. So he risked lives. He committed treason. Remember, even President Bush's father said to disclose the identity of a CIA agent is a traitorous act. But now what's so shocking, what I'm going to get to after the break, is all the explanations, all the things that Scott McClellan is saying. First, he lies to the American people about it, and now he's like, oh, well, I can't tell you whether or not I truly lied or not. It's an ongoing investigation. This press conference, if you haven't heard it, you're really in for a treat. I'm going to play it for you here on The Scoop, because you have never seen someone squirm so much as this administration when the press corps finally gets it under a microscope. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com, or if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com.
For many kids, high school graduation is still a dream, not a reality. For them, a brighter future might be within view, but not within reach. Fortunately, there are boys and girls clubs all over the country helping these kids find their way. When they join the club, they're entering a positive place, a place where they can take advantage of numerous educational programs and eventually even receive college scholarships. Most of the kids who go to the boys and girls clubs will go on to college. Often they're the first ones in their family to do that. But for every child we help, There are thousands more who still need to be given that opportunity. I'm Denzel Washington, and I'm asking you to help these kids create a positive future instead of just dreaming about it. Call 1-800-854-CLUB and support a program that works. The Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine. We're talking here on the Sunday Weekly Review about anything you want to talk about, but mostly we're talking about Traitorgate. And if you haven't heard that language before, well, you heard it here first, folks, and I suggest you use it all over the place. Traitorgate. This is a man, Karl Rove, who betrayed his country, who risked American lives solely to discredit a man who was telling the truth about the Bush administration's lies. Pretty awful stuff. Let me go to the phones. We've got Alan from Trumansburg, New York. Alan, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good.
I want to tie this Traitorgate show back to three previous shows that you recently had, which were great. You had three guests on that could be called 9/11 conspiracy theorists.
I did.
Whether they're right or wrong, I really appreciate your having them on to say their piece so that your listeners can consider the issue.
Thank you.
If the administration really is complicit in 9/11 and Rove really is Bush's brain, then Rove is guilty of much, much worse than the outing of a CIA agent.
Well, Alan, I mean, you're a regular listener. You know I'm very careful about what I say and what I argue, and the stuff about Rove is pretty clear, and that's why I'm talking about it today. Whether he's done more or not, I'm always willing to see evidence of that, but what I've seen is enough to say that certainly he shouldn't be working in the administration, and probably he should be, as Joe Wilson put it, frog-marched off to prison. So I've seen enough there. Now, I haven't seen a specific – I actually haven't even seen any allegations of complicity in September 11th for Karl Rove specifically. Have you?
Well, we don't have solid evidence that anybody in the administration is complicit. But we have – those three shows that you had
right.
Bring up a lot of big, big questions.
They do. Alan, let me tell you my understanding of the way this administration works. There are two heads to this administration. Neither one, of course, is the president. The two heads are Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. And my understanding of this administration is that Karl Rove handles the politics – and Dick Cheney handles a lot of the foreign policy. So my guess is that if there's any complicity in 9/11, it's probably Dick Cheney. Not that Karl Rove wouldn't have known about it, but Karl Rove's focus is on dirty tricks. It's his focus to do the Swift boats.
Well, 9/11 is the ultimate dirty trick.
Well, it is, but just I think they divide up tasks. And Karl Rove's job is to discredit political enemies, the administration. It was his job to set up the Swift boat veterans, as we found out. It was his job to discredit to Joe Wilson. It's his job to inflame the religious right in the election of 2004. And in his dirty tricks, he does a pretty good job. Such a good job, in fact, that George Bush affectionately calls him Turd Blossom, which is affectionate only to a man like George W. Bush. But so, again, all I'm saying is I'm not aware of any specifics regarding Karl Rove and 9/11. I'm not ruling them out, but I hear what you're saying.
When I listened to those three programs, I kind of got the feeling that you had your doubts about these conspiracy theories. You were very polite to all your guests, but I didn't see you joining right in with them. And I'm afraid I'm getting sucked into this conspiracy theory.
Well, you know,
I'm kind of worried because if it's not a conspiracy, then I and thousands like me are going to waste a lot of time and energy that could be put to more useful purposes. So my question to you is, what are your best arguments against the theory that the Bush crime family is complicit in 9/11?
Okay, that's a fair question. And as you know, on a Sunday Weekly Review, all questions are fair. So My view is that the Bush administration had ample evidence that something like 9/11 was going to occur. We know that from Richard Clark's testimony. We know that, indeed, from Condoleezza Rice's testimony. There were memos. Bin Laden determined to attack the United States. There were memos discussing how they would fly planes into buildings. We know for a fact that George Tenet, in fact, knew about Zakarias Moussaoui, the 20th hijacker, that the only one that we captured wasn't allowed to fly planes into buildings. We know that George Tenet, who gave a daily briefing to Bush every morning, knew that this was a guy who was trying to fly planes, had an Islamic terrorist background, and didn't want to land them. So I do believe, and I'm getting to where I disagree in a moment, but I do believe that the Bush administration had every reason to know that an attack of the kind that occurred on September 11th was likely to occur. What I have not seen smoking gun evidence of, and I do, as much as I dislike the president, I will give him the benefit of the doubt, I haven't seen smoking gun evidence that the president knew that an attack was going to occur at 8:56 a.m. on September 11th. Certainly he knew an attack was around the corner. Certainly he could have taken more steps to stop it. And in that sense, he was highly negligent at worst, or maybe you could even argue complicit, because he knew something were to occur. But the conspiracy theorists go farther. Now, they argue, and this is where I'm not convinced, that explosives blew up the World Trade Center and not a plane, that a plane didn't crash into the Pentagon.
Why do you not believe that?
Well,
it seems that they just couldn't have gone down at the speed that they did, the free fall speed that they did, if it was caused by fire. They just went down so fast.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not an engineer. And actually, neither were either of the three guests I had on. They are reporters and authors. I actually found a really good article on Wikipedia, Wikipedia, which is .com, which is sort of the public's encyclopedia where people put in the definitions and so forth. You look up World Trade Center collapse there. They describe how they believed the World Trade Center collapse occurred, and I actually found that fairly persuasive. Again, I'm a non-engineer, so I guess the best way would be to have a battle of engineers here. But it's the way that it was designed. It talked about how it wasn't designed like ordinary concrete buildings, and in fact...
Well, David Ray Griffith, several of your guests contended against that. They said that it was built like a brick, house.
Well, it actually, I don't think it was. I suggest you go there, and I've done some of this research myself, and read that. I think that gives the best counter-argument I've seen. I've actually looked to have a good guest on the counter-argument. A lot of people don't want to dignify the theories by coming on, and I'm certainly willing to have a guest do that if we can find a good one.
I think that would be valuable.
I think it would, too. Hey, thanks very much for your call, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to take some more of your calls, and we will get to the press conference of Scott McClellan as he dances around the questions of whether or not he lied to the American public about Karl Rove and the investigation into TraderGate. All of that and your calls, 877-528-8255, right after this.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the arthritis lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com.
I've been reading online about a drug-free home treatment program that suggests you can be asthma-free. It's a program designed by an ex-asthmatic who claims she cured her own asthma. It's based on a little-known but astounding clinical trial at a major hospital. What would you give to be free of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms, to breathe easily, freely, naturally, in a relaxed way? This drug-free method, proven by clinical trials, is guaranteed or you get your money back, and you have 90 days to decide. Get to a computer now and go to HealthStarProducts.com. That's www.HealthStarProducts.com. Read about the asthma program, and if it doesn't do what it says it'll do for you, you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Go to HealthStarProducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine. Today is the Sunday Weekly Review, where all topics are valid. You can talk about the fact that Representative Cunningham, Duke Cunningham of San Diego, has said he won't seek re-election. That's largely part of the charges that I talked about on this show, where he accepted bribes. Basically, his house was sold at to a military contractor that he was getting government benefits to for a very, very nice price. Let me tell you something, Duke Cunningham. Not running again is not enough. You should not only resign. That's not enough. You should be put in prison. You can call and talk about the story that the policy on torture we now know was fought against by the Judge Advocate General. The lawyers that work for the military tried very hard to change the administration's policy. They tried to say, you know what, George Bush, Don Rumsfeld, torture isn't constitutional. You really need to back off on that. And, of course, the Bush administration refused to back off. That kind of doesn't really exist with the administration story that, oh, Linda England just decided to put a man in a leash, that this was all run-of-the-mill lower people on the totem pole. Or we can talk about the fact that Florida has finally dropped its investigation into Michael Chavo, finding absolutely no evidence that he did anything wrong. I think anyone who accused Michael Chavo of abuse, I think they owe him an apology. Whatever you think of the Chavo case, clearly the people who are arguing that Michael Chavo committed some sort of crime, they owe an apology. You can talk about all of that, or you can talk about the main thing I want to talk about, which is Karl Rove. There are so many aspects to this story of Traitorgate, and I want to get through a lot of them. I also want to play a lot of the press conference of Scott McClellan as he weaves in and out and tries to avoid press questions. But before I do any of that, I want to get to your calls. 877-528-8255. Jack from San Diego, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Well, you know, I was going to talk about Traitorgate, but since you brought up Duke Cunningham,
yeah,
you probably don't know all of the details.
Okay.
Calling you from San Diego, this is a big story here.
Right.
He's a local boy.
Right.
And I think he caught a lot of people by surprise. But what's at the heart of this scandal is that there's multiple accusations of financial wrongdoing. To start with, he sold his house, his primary residence, in 2003 at the height of probably one of the best real estate markets in the country, San Diego.
Okay. And to a military contractor that wasn't exactly going to live there.
That's right. A defense contractor that he regularly, routinely lobbies for.
Exactly.
Bought the house for $1.7 million, never lived in it, turned right around and resold it, and because he paid too much for it, it took him almost a year to resell it at a $700,000 loss.
Right.
This is a case of money laundering. This was a way to give Duke Cunningham $700,000.
It's a bribe. And in fact, in return, of course, Mitchell Wade and MZM Inc. got tens of millions of dollars in government contracts.
Well, it's another parlance that would be called war profiteering, but it doesn't end there. The same defense contractor provided Duke Cunningham a yacht to live in.
Right.
In Washington. It was parked in the Potomac.
Right.
And it was named the Dukester.
That's right.
And
that's right.
This was like a gift, only it didn't on paper look like a gift.
You're absolutely right,
he
Jack.
He got to live there rent-free.
Right.
And of course, the story doesn't stop there. He was he had a website where he was selling memorabilia. You could buy a Duke Cunningham buck knife, probably a $25 knife, for $595. The only thing was is that he was using the congressional seal on the knife, which is illegal. And so he was, again, profiteering off of his own congressional seal on all of his memorabilia that he was selling on the website, which has since been shut down.
So, Jack, let me ask you this. And by the way, just so you know, I reported on all these details, except for the seal, a couple weeks back, I was reporting the update, which is that he won't seek re-election. But let me ask you this. Do you think, living in San Diego, that a local prosecutor is going to go out and put this man behind bars, Duke Cunningham?
Well, you know, nobody's gone to jail yet in this Bush administration. And I see, you know, this Cunningham, he's part and parcel of this crowd. And it would be a travesty if this somehow is whitewashed. But, you know, there's more details to this story, but I think you can see a pattern in what this guy was doing financially.
I can.
And he should resign.
Well, it should be more than resign. I think he should go to jail. Jack, hang on with me. I know you wanted to talk about Karl Rove and Valerie Plame as well. We have to take a break, but I do have to say that sitting there in San Diego, I would think you could put pressure on your local prosecutor. He's a resident of San Diego. Call your local district DA and ask him or her what he or she is doing about Duke Cunningham. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas promising to stop a series of Hamas rocket attacks against Israeli targets as Israel prepares a new offensive to stop those murderous attacks. Abbas telling reporters the Palestinian Authority would do all it could to prevent the attacks. Hurricane Emily is raining on the vacation plans of thousands of Americans along Mexico's Caribbean coast with winds around 145 miles an hour and a storm surge of 12 feet. British authorities not taking any chances following this month's attacks on London's transit system. The Sunday Times of London reporting police have enlisted undercover snipers that have been given orders to shoot to kill if it appears the suspect is carrying a bomb and disobeys orders to surrender. An Iraqi judge announcing Saddam Hussein had been charged with the murders of Shiites in the village of Dujal in 1982. The attorney representing Saddam Hussein doesn't believe his client can be brought to trial for any crimes he may have committed during Saddam's rule. More news at USAradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Has the rising cost of health insurance left you and your family without coverage? Do you fear large medical bills could ruin you financially? You're not alone. Effective immediately for as little as $139 a month, you're eligible for a Quality Association health plan that can drastically reduce the cost of doctor visits, hospital stays, accident coverage, emergency rooms, even vision and dental. Plus, a powerful prescription plan with deep discounts on name brand and generic drugs. Pre-existing conditions accepted for all ages. You can't be denied. Call National Way Healthcare Association now. For more information, call 800-613-9304.
I'm self-employed. I broke my arm. It cost $1,800. With my plan, I paid just $100.
I can have a qualified physician evaluate my health records, ask questions, and prescribe medicine over the phone.
Join today and use your doctor and prescription benefits immediately. You can't be denied. Call 800-613-9304. That's 800-613-9304.
Not available in all states.
You won't get herpes or AIDS from a hot tub or whirlpool, but you can get herpes from sitting on the side of a pool. The herpes and AIDS viruses are killed almost immediately in chlorinated water. And as far as we know, the AIDS virus is acquired only from infected blood, semen, and other body fluids. The herpes virus can survive for up to 4.5 hours on plastic-coated benches or seats, but you probably wouldn't be infected unless your skin is broken. Herpes occurs on the genitals because lovemaking can break the skin. Sitting on a toilet seat that has herpes on it with broken skin on your buttocks can cause a recurrent herpes infection on the buttocks. If you use public hot tubs, pools, and whirlpools, sit on a towel on the side of the tub or pool. For a copy of Report 8979 with journal references, go to drmirkin.com. That's drmirkin.com. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine, giving you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. And surely the thing the government most does not want you to know is how Karl Rove may or may not have committed treason, or if not treason, at least broken the law, a felony against disclosing the name of a CIA agent. I've got Jack on the line from San Diego. We were talking a little bit about Duke Cunningham, the congressman who has been money laundering and taking bribes and has announced he won't run again. Jack, I don't know if you have a further comment on that or you want to move on to Karl Rove.
Well, I'll just say one last thing about Cunningham is that one of the other big items is that he had his personal boat that he sold. He had paid $200,000 for, and he sold it for $600,000. And these things depreciate. They don't appreciate.
And
so that was another fraudulent deal.
Did he sell that to Mitchell Wade? Because I didn't catch that.
You know, I don't know who he sold it to.
Oh, okay. All right.
But in any event, let's move on to Tradergate.
Please.
All right. I actually think that Karl Rove in this story is small potatoes.
Okay.
That the big feature of this story is that at the heart of it is Joe Wilson's report on the yellow cake uranium, that it supports and validates the Downing Street memos. This is a smoking gun that shows that this administration was fixing the evidence.
Fixing
the intelligence around the policy.
Right.
And then, on top of that, you've got the president in his State of the Union speech openly lying about the yellow cake uranium.
Right.
You got Colin Powell going to the United States lying about the same issue, the yellow cake uranium. He made it a centerpiece of his speech.
Right.
I don't believe that there was one thing that Colin Powell said to the United Nations that turned out to be factual. So, in my opinion, you've got a case where the president and members of his administration was lying to the American public, was lying to Congress, was lying to the United Nations to go to war.
Let me tell you, Jack, why I think actually what's going on with Karl Rove will actually hit home in a way that everything you say, which are absolutely true, everything you said is absolutely true. But I don't think it's hit home with the American people the way this will. And I'll tell you why. Presidents have lied to get us into war for centuries. There's the Gulf of Tonkin resolution in Vietnam. There's even, remember, the Maine back in the Spanish-American War. Again, I'm not justifying it or saying it's a good thing. It's an awful thing. But I think the American public has come to realize, because of heroes like Joe Wilson, and not just him, people like Richard Clark or even Paul O'Neill, former Treasury Secretary, who showed us those maps that showed that they planned to invade Iraq, 10 days after Bush became president, January 30, 2001. I think America realized now, anyone that's fair-minded realizes the president lied. In fact, even the president has sort of admitted that he exaggerated the evidence to come to go to war. He hasn't quite said it. But I think most people realize that now. And that's a strong point. But what's going on with Karl Rove is criminal activity. And to me, what's interesting is not so much even the activity, although a traitor to your country, it's hard to get worse than that, but the cover-up. You remember what brought Richard Nixon down. It wasn't the third-rate burglary, as they called it, the Watergate headquarters. It was the cover-up. And what we see now, and what I'm going to play when we're done talking in Scott McClellan's press conference, is the Bush administration cover-up. They're lying to the American people about what they did. There's no doubt in my mind that not just Karl Rove knew about this, but Bush knew about this. Rove does things in the White House, but he tells Bush about it. He says, I'm going to throw some dirt on Joe Wilson's wife, and Bush says, do what you think is best. So I think this is the kind of thing that goes to the very highest level, and it's a way that American people can understand it in a way that yellow cake uranium and everything makes people's eyes glaze over. So, I agree with everything you say is right, but I think the American people have seen that, and this is now letting them know that this is an administration that lies on a regular basis.
Well, okay, but see, I think I look at things a little bit differently because I see what Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, President Bush, Dick Cheney, what they did by lying to me was about the evidence to go to war.
But you see,
I mean, that's criminal behavior.
It is, but they argued that they didn't know the truth. That's what they argue, Colin.
But we're finding out by not only Joe Wilson's report and the Downing Street memos that they were fixing the evidence. They were lying about it.
Some of them were fixing it, and some of them were lying about it. And then
well,
John Bolton was fixing it.
That's traitorous.
Let me give you an example. Colin Powell. All right. I actually believe Colin Powell to be a relatively honest man, even though he worked in a dishonest administration. When he found out information that he knew was false, he took it out of the speech. Now, he was fed that information by other people in the administration, people like John Bolton, people like Dick Cheney or Karl Rove. So it's hard to figure out who the actors are. And in this case, we know who the actors are, and they're going to get in trouble.
Right. Well, I'm just saying is that if this is true, then some people, whoever was lying about the intelligence,
right,
and you got to at least hold the president responsible.
Absolutely.
And the vice president. Look, the vice president was the one that was making all the trips to the CIA.
Well, not only that, but yes, that's right, to get them to change the evidence.
That was all about fixing.
Absolutely.
Fixing the evidence, the intelligence reports.
You're right.
Doctoring him. He's exaggerating him.
You're absolutely right. He's also the guy that went on Meet the Press and all the shows all the time saying Iraq had nuclear weapons.
Is that all these people that died in Iraq, all of our soldiers that died, everybody that lost legs and arms, none of that had to happen. To me, these guys are guilty of a crime, the crime of murder. And until you start putting people like that in prison, then you're going to continue to have Vietnam invasion of Panama's and Iraqi wars.
I'm afraid that that's exactly what's going to continue. Hey, Jack, thanks very much for your call. I hope you'll call in again sometime.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to play for you, I promise. I'm going to play for you some of that Scott McClellan press conference where you hear how he tries to distance himself from a lie he made earlier by saying, no comment. It's interesting stuff. We'll be right back with it right after these messages.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental will save you.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Sometimes I report to you the news Washington doesn't want you to know, and sometimes I just like to show it to you. There's no way I could express what Scott McClellan, the presidential press secretary, said best last week in a press conference, and I'm going to play some of it for you. But first you need to know what he said 2 years ago when this first came out. Here's what McClellan said, quote, when he was asked whether Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, or National Security Council official Elliot Abrams, or Karl Rove had told a reporter that Plame was a covert CIA agent. He said, quote, "I spoke with these individuals, as I pointed out, and those individuals assured me they were not involved in this. And that's where it stands." Reporters pressed McClellan to clarify, but he kept repeating his first answer until one reporter said they were not involved in what? He said the leaking of classified information. Now, we already know that Scott McClellan lied to us because they were leaking classified information. That's a fact. So listen to the reporters as they finally go after Scott McClellan on precisely this issue. Listen in.
The value of freedom, the sanctity of life, and the triumph of good over evil. May God bless the people of the Balkan region and the souls of the departed. And with that, I will be glad to go to your questions. Terry.
Does the President stand by his pledge to fire anyone involved in the leak of the name of a CIA operative?
Terry, I appreciate your question. I think your question is being asked related to some reports that are in reference to an ongoing criminal investigation. The criminal investigation that you reference is something that continues at this point. And as I've previously stated, while that investigation is ongoing, the White House is not going to comment on it. The President directed the White House to cooperate fully with the investigation, and as part of cooperating fully with the investigation, we made a decision that we weren't going to comment on it while it is ongoing.
I wasn't talking about any investigation, but in June of 2004, the President said that he would fire anybody who was involved in this leak of classified information. I just wanted to know, is that still his position?
Yeah, but this question is coming up in the context of this ongoing investigation, and that's why I said that our policy continues to be that we're not going to get into commenting on an ongoing criminal investigation from this podium. The prosecutors overseeing the investigation had expressed a preference to us that one way to help the investigation is not to be commenting on it from this podium. And so that's why we are not going to get into commenting on it while it is an ongoing investigation or questions related to it.
Scott, if I could point out, contradictory to that statement, on September 29th, 2003, while the investigation was ongoing, you clearly commented on it. You were the first one who said if anybody from the White House was involved, they would be fired. And then on June 10th of 2004, Sea Island Plantation, in the midst of this investigation, is when the President made his comments that, yes, he would fire anybody from the White House who was involved. So why have you commented on this during the process of the investigation in the past, but now you've suddenly drawn a curtain around it under the statement of we're not going to comment on an ongoing investigation?
Again, John, I appreciate the question. I know you a bit more than the President of the United States, and I think the way to be most helpful is to not get into commenting on it while it is an ongoing investigation. And that's something that the people overseeing the investigation have expressed a preference that we follow, and that's why we're continuing to follow that approach and that policy. Now, I remember very well what was previously said, and at some point I will be glad to talk about it, but not until after the investigation is complete.
Now, I want you to notice that throughout this, he says, oh, I remember what was previously said. But he never says what was previously said. He doesn't want the American people to hear him tell another lie again. So listen to how many times in this press conference, and we're going to go over into the second hour, so you can listen to it in full. But listen to how many times he says, I know what I previously said, but I'm not going to comment on it. In other words, I told you a lie, and I just wish one of those reporters had said, Scott, please tell us from the podium what you previously said. Why don't you tell us what you previously said, and now tell us, once you've said that, now which parts of that are not true? They didn't go quite that far. I want you to hear more of this, because the press really gives it to him in a way that I haven't heard the press give it to a presidential spokesperson in a long time. Listen in.
When did you change your mind to say that it was okay to comment during the course of an investigation before, but now it's not?
Well, I think maybe you missed what I was saying in reference to Terry's question at the beginning. There came a point when the investigation got underway when those overseeing the investigation asked that it would be their said that it would be their preference that we not get into discussing it while it is ongoing. I think that's the way to be most helpful to help them advance the investigation and get to the bottom of it.
Scott, can I ask you this? Did Karl Rove commit a crime?
Again, David, this is a question relating to an ongoing investigation, and you have my response related to the investigation. And I don't think you should read anything into it other than we're going to continue not to comment on it while it's ongoing.
Do you stand by your statement from the fall of 2003 when you were asked specifically about Carl and Elliot Abrams and Scooter Libby, and you said, I've gone to each of those gentlemen, and they have told me they are not involved in this. Do you stand by that statement?
And if you will recall, I said that as part of helping the investigators move forward on the investigation, we're not going to get into commenting on it. That was something I stated back near that time as well.
Scott, this is ridiculous. The notion that you're going to stand before us after having commented with that level of detail and tell people watching this that somehow you decided not to talk, you've got a public record out there. Do you stand by your remarks from that podium or not?
And again, David, I'm well aware, like you, of what was previously said, and I will be glad to talk about it at the appropriate time. The appropriate time is when the investigation...
Why do you think when it's appropriate, when it's inappropriate?
If you'll let me finish.
No, you're not finishing. You're not saying anything. You stood at that podium and said that Karl Rove was not involved, and now we find out that he spoke about that Joseph Wilson's wife. So don't you owe the American public a fuller explanation? Was he involved or was he not? Because contrary to what you told the American people, he did indeed talk about his wife, didn't he?
David, there will be a time to talk about this, but now is not the time to talk about it.
Do you think people will accept that, what you're saying today?
Again, I've responded to the question.
You're in a bad spot here, Scott, because after the investigation began, after the criminal investigation was underway, you said, October 10th, 2003... I spoke with those individuals, Rove, Abrams, and Libby. As I pointed out, those individuals assured me they were not involved in this. From that podium, that's after the criminal investigation began. Now that Rove has essentially been caught red-handed, peddling this information, all of a sudden you have respect for the sanctity of the criminal investigation?
No, that's not a correct characterization, Terry, and I think you are well aware of that. We know each other very well, and it was after that period that the investigators had requested that we not get into commenting on an ongoing criminal investigation. And we want to be helpful so that they can get to the bottom of this, because no one wants to get to the bottom of it more than the President of the United States. I am well aware of what was said previously. I remember well what was said previously. And at some point, I look forward to talking about it. But until the investigation is complete, I'm just not going to do that.
Okay. Did you catch that? Oh, I'm well aware of what I said previously. I know exactly what I said to you previously. I lied to you previously, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to tell you what I said previously because that would admit that I openly lied to you. Now, what's interesting, when we come back, I'm going to be playing more from the press conference, and then we will get to your calls, I promise, at 877-528-TALK. We're going into the next hour, so there's plenty of time for it. But I want you to notice how he has this new claim that he just clearly made up on the spot. He says, oh, well, the prosecutors told us not to comment. And he says, I don't know if you caught this, he says, at the time I made the comment that Rove was not involved, the prosecutors had told us, you know, we don't want you to comment. Well, later on, when they say, well, how is it that you commented when they told you not to? He said, oh, well, they told us that afterwards. And then he says, well, who told you that? And he can't recall exactly. This is a guy who is caught in a lie, doesn't know how to squirm. We'll be right back more with it right after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching, now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio.
Twinkle, twinkle. nutrition in their first 5 years can limit memory development.
A, B, C, D, D, D.
And affect the rest of their lives.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food for women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We'll be talking about Traitorgate, whether Karl Rove, the guy that has been called Bush's brain, the man behind the president, the person that is solely attributed for the victory of 2004, whether or not he disclosed the name of a CIA agent, a covert agent, to the press, and actually risked the lives of others involved in her enterprise, which was to protect Americans against weapons of mass destruction. I mean, think about the irony here. The administration got us to go to war in Iraq to try to prevent weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, who harmed our cause more than Karl Rove? Who is Osama bin Laden happier about more than Karl Rove? I want to play more of this press conference with Scott McClellan because it shows you that when the administration is caught in a lie, you can't see it, but I want you to imagine it's like a deer caught in the headlights, and he doesn't quite know how to spin it. And later on, they're now spinning it more. Now they're attacking Wilson again. They're going out and attacking again. You think they'd learn. But Karl Rove does the same thing he always does. If he's in trouble, he goes out and attacks. But this is early on. This is a week ago when Scott McClellan is still trying to give some semblance of credibility. Let's listen in to more of the press conference.
So you're now saying that after you cleared Rove and the others from that podium, then the prosecutors asked you not to speak anymore, and since then you have.
Again, you're continuing to ask questions relating to an ongoing criminal investigation, and I'm just not going to respond.
When did they ask you to stop commenting on it, Scott? Can you peg down a date?
Yeah, back at that time period.
Well, then the president commented on it 9 months later. So was he not following the White House plan?
John, I appreciate your questions. You can keep asking them, but you have my response.
Well,
go ahead, Dick.
We are going to keep asking them. When did the president learn that Karl Rove had had a conversation with the president, with a news reporter, about the involvement of Joseph Wilson's wife in the decision to send him?
I've responded to the questions.
When did the president learn that Karl Rove had this conversation?
I've responded to the questions, Dick. Go ahead.
After the investigation is completed, will you then be consistent with your word and the president's word that anybody who was involved will be let go?
Again, after the investigation is complete, I will be glad to talk about it at that point.
And a follow-up. Can you walk us through why, given the fact that Rove's lawyer has spoken publicly about this, it is inconsistent with the investigation, that it compromises the investigation, to talk about the involvement of Karl Rove, the deputy chief of staff?
Well, those overseeing the investigation expressed a preference to us that we not get into commenting on the investigation while it's ongoing, and that was what they requested of the White House. And so I think in order to be helpful to that investigation, we are following their direction.
Scott, there's a difference between commenting on an investigation and taking an action.
Well,
can I finish, please?
You can come back. I'll come back to you in a minute. Go ahead, Will.
Scott, today also President spoke about.
At this point, we have Scott McClellan goes to a reporter for the India News that he knows always talks about India. He wants to get off the heat. He doesn't want to answer the reporter's questions, so he immediately goes to his reporter who always asks about India. And then comes the filibuster, which I won't play for you. It goes on for 3 whole minutes in a 30-minute press conference, of which the first 5 minutes was him giving a speech on Bosnia. You know, this is really wild because now he keeps changing changing his tune. Note, did the prosecutors tell him at the time not to comment? Then why did the president comment 9 months later? Did they tell him later? When did they tell him? And who told him? He's making up stuff on the fly. And it just shows you that when the president's caught in a lie, when the administration's caught in a lie, he was told just stonewall them. And he's not doing a very good job of it. When we come back in the hour, I want to talk, in the second hour, I want to give you the rest of the press conference, and I want to talk about the legalities here, what it is that Karl Rove is accused of breaking, and how it is that this will affect the administration. Will Karl Rove be, as my guest said on Thursday, like a man with a dagger in him, wounded, staggering around, injuring the administration? More of the Inside Scoop right after the hour.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher, Mrs. Rich.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRate reporting.
John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, the Democrat leader in the Senate, would attack Karl Rove, call for him to lose his job, call for his national security clearance to be taken away. Every Democrat voted for that to happen.
Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Melman says key Democrats are piling it on in an effort to have Karl Rove removed from office. On NBC's Meet the Press, he stresses such attacks are outrageous. Melman emphasizing that Rove has been, in fact, vindicated by recent stories that indicate he didn't know the name or the confidential status of a female operative working undercover. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas promising to stop a series of Hamas rocket attacks against Israeli targets as Israel prepares a new offensive to stop those murderous attacks. Abbas telling reporters the Palestinian Authority would do all it could to prevent the attacks. Israeli ground and air assaults have killed 8 terrorists in the Gaza Strip and West Bank since Friday. Fox News' Mike Tobin says Israel would have preferred that the Palestinian Authority deal with this problem internally.
All parties involved wanted to give Mahmoud Abbas, the new president of the Palestinian Authority, an opportunity to take his security forces and rein in the military groups on their own. As we see the mortars and rockets continue to fly out of the Gaza Strip, it's clear that they either were unable or unwilling to rein in the militant organizations.
You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought, change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Saddam Hussein's lawyer says the ousted Iraqi murderous dictator can't be brought to trial for anything done in his presidency. Giovanni DiStefano telling CNN's Late Edition the Iraqi constitution prohibits a trial. Nonetheless, on Sunday, an Iraqi judge announced Saddam had been charged with the murders of Shiites in the village of Dujal in 1982. Hurricane Emily will make landfall in Mexico. The 150-mile-an-hour storm is expected to dump torrential rainfall. WeatherBug meteorologist Ryan Towle.
We're going to have anywhere between 5, 10, possibly over 12 inches of rain with the storm.
Towle says Emily will move over the Yucatan Peninsula and then is expected to re-enter Mexico again. He says portions of the Texas coastline from Brownsville to Corpus Christi should monitor the hurricane's path over the next day or so. The forecasters say it's still too early to know if Emily will force any evacuations in Texas. You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Go to homebiz7.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz7.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. That's homebiz, the number 7.com.
New findings help develop new treatments for Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Karen Nash says her team figured out a way to shut off a gene which creates a protein that causes dementia. She says they thought they could stop memory loss in mice, but found they could actually help the mice regain their ability to learn new things.
There is a pool of neurons which are not dead, but they're malfunctioning. And if we turn off the transgene and are able to remove those molecules from the malfunctioning neurons, then those neurons can function again.
Ash saying the same theory should apply to Alzheimer's research in humans. The study is published in the latest edition of the journal Science. Six-time defending Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong increasing his lead to 2 minutes and 46 seconds over Italy's Ivan Basso as he inches one step closer to another title after 15 stages of this year's Tour de France. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mariano Rivera to tell you about being a volunteer for the USA Freedom Corps. Everyone is capable of doing something. For example, I volunteered to be the radio spokesperson. They say, how does being a volunteer troop lead a sound?
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Welcome to the Sunday Weekly Review, where we're talking mostly about Tradergate, what is involved with Karl Rove, and why is it that the president doesn't want to say anything about it? We've been playing Scott McClellan's press conference as he's going in circles, trying to say why the president said originally he was going to fire anyone involved in Tradergate, and how Karl Rove said he wasn't involved. But now Scott McClellan says, oh, we can't comment on it. We can't comment on it at all. At the same time as who's doing the commenting? Ken Mellman, head of the Republican Party, is trashing Democrats about this story. Karl Rove's lawyer, Luskin, is talking about the story, giving details because he doesn't want it to come out. Robert Luskin doesn't want it to come out that Matthew Cooper tells the first story about Karl Rove. So they're all talking, but not officially. And I got to say, it's really It's nice to finally catch him in a clear lie. I mean, we didn't find out about the lies in Iraq. At least the mainstream press didn't find out about it until a year or two later. The apologies in the Washington Post and New York Times were small and on back pages. A year after the fact, now they're catching the president in a lie as he says it. And, well, Scott McClellan's taking the heat. And some of you are calling in. Let me go to the phones if you want to call in. It's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Dave from California, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Ah, you got to me. Well, Mark, you just had two very excellent callers. I have a thought for you on Karl Rove, but first I'd like to speak to the other matter that they brought up.
Sure.
In the context of the criminality of this administration, you homing in on a misdemeanor flyspeck. You've had an awful lot of credible evidence presented to you on the matter of 9/11. You have several informed bloggers that are with good backup for their thoughts, presenting idea after idea, evidence after evidence to you. I think it begins, you know, way back with PNAC. We are going to need to have a new Pearl Harbor event. You have to ignore that. You have to ignore that.
No, I don't ignore that. There's no question in my mind that Project New for a New American Century was there, that the people in the administration, Wolfowitz and the others, wanted some major event to let them go into Iraq. I concede that absolutely. No
that
question in my mind about that.
All of our Air Force interceptor jets were held on the ground for an hour and a half. That is inconceivable.
I accept that fact as well. You're right. The NORAD jets were held. I don't deny that. I don't dispute that fact.
That the black box datas were all found and none of it's been released, that all of the cameras running at the Pentagon have been impounded and none of it's been released.
Well, that part I haven't accepted yet, Dave. The black boxes, my understanding is that they did find the black box at the Pentagon. They didn't find it at the World Trade Center, where there was a much, you know, more catastrophic event when the towers crashed. And I haven't conceded yet on the cameras. I'm taking this step by step, Dave. I'm really trying to take this with an open mind.
Well,
and some things I agree with you and some I don't.
You have to be cautious, and I know that. And I know if you came out and said, the evidence is overwhelming, I now believe the government was up to their neck in it. You just had a most informed professor who you didn't refute. He is laying out logical, rational evidence. He doesn't say what he doesn't know. He only says what he's able to prove. To me, if people say, well, if this was true, wouldn't Mark Levine believe it? That's like the, if this were true, wouldn't we be reading it in the press?
Yeah, so. You know, I think we have enough on this administration. I mean, we have the fact that they should have known about 9/11 and didn't do enough to stop it. We have the fact that, yes, that the planes stood down, though I think that there is an alternative explanation for that one, just in that I think this was something where shooting down a passenger jet would have been an extraordinary occurrence. And frankly, I don't think this president is very much in control. I think he was running for safety rather than caring about stopping planes for Americans. Before I accuse the president of the United States of being involved in a plot to murder thousands of Americans, as far as I'm concerned, I need proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And I haven't gotten quite there yet. Though I agree with you, Dave, there are some unanswered questions.
Well, he was sent off to read a book. Cheney was calling the shots, probably with Ron Fumfield's help there. But
I hear you.
The evidence is so cumulative, so overwhelming, that to come to any other conclusion really requires a major leap of faith that, you know, but...
Well, no,
anyway.
I tell you, I don't think so. I don't think that... you know, I haven't seen enough evidence of the explosives and other things. I'll keep looking at it, Dave. I promise. I won't give it up. I do have an open mind. I'm not convinced yet, but I need to see a bigger smoking gun. I need to see someone. If all these explosives were planted, then I would think there'd be a witness. I would think, you know, bring me on my show. You're good at finding me guests, Dave. Find me someone who can tell me that they're a witness to someone planting explosives at a World Trade Center, and I promise you I'll bring him on the Inside Scoop.
Boy, I tell you, I wish we could do that. You did make efforts to reach Jim Mars. He's one very knowledgeable.
I have, and he hasn't got back to me yet. But, well, no, I haven't given up on this, I promise. I just, I, You know, as you said, I'm careful. And before I, listen, it's enough to say that the deputy chief of staff is committing treason before I go and accuse the president of mass murder. I need a little more evidence. But thanks for your call, Dave.
Well,
I got to take a break.
On Carl Rove, they just may nail him on this simply because reporters are acting like they're in a country with a free press.
I'm hoping they do nail him. We'll be right back with more of that and more of the press conference right after this.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
Truckers keep America on the move, and lots of times it's chiropractors who keep truckers going. Here's a benefits card for truckers with discounts of 30 to 50% from a network of thousands of doctors of chiropractic in cities and towns all across America. This same card provides savings up to 60% from dentists at home and on the road. For $11.95 a month for individuals and $19.95 for your whole family, besides savings on chiropractors and dentists, there are similar savings on prescriptions and optical services at home and on the road. Got to get braces for the kids? Why not save 50%? This isn't insurance. These are instant savings with no paperwork to fill out. Truckers are important to us, and the whole point of truckersbenefits.com. Get online now. Go to www.truckersbenefits.com for the whole story. If you're on the road, phone home and tell them to check out truckersbenefits.com from just $11.95 per month.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Welcome to the Sunday Weekly Review. All topics are valid. The last caller, Dave, was asking me questions about the suggestion that the Bush administration was behind 9/11. I haven't agreed to that yet. I have had some people on my show that have suggested that. I'm not going to accuse the president of that without some very, very strong evidence. Dave thinks there's enough evidence. I don't think there's enough evidence of that yet. But what I do want to talk about and what I want to play for you is a press conference where Scott McCallum, the press secretary, is on the hook. He's trying to explain the prior lies. And to me, I got to say, this reminded me nothing more than the Bill Clinton wagging his finger, "I did not have sex with that woman" comment. Because they're asking him, Scott, will you confirm what President Bush said before, that he'd fire anyone involved in this? Will you confirm what you said before, which is that Karl Rove wasn't involved in this? And he says, no, I won't confirm what I said before. I won't comment at all. And it's amazing, really, to listen to this, because it's very rare that the press gets angry. And here they're angry at Scott McClellan for not giving them the truth. Let's hear more of the interview. By the way, at this point, Scott went to someone who spoke on India. There was a filibuster for 3 minutes. Scott answered very slowly, talking about terrorism, but he had to end the question, and they went back to the issue of Karl Rove.
The ideology of hatred and oppression that terrorists espouse. Carl, go ahead. I'll come to you, Dave, in a second.
Does the president continue to have confidence in Mr. Rove?
Again, these are all questions coming up in the context of an ongoing criminal investigation, and you've heard my response on this.
So you're not going to respond as to whether or not the president has confidence in his deputy chief of staff?
Well, you're asking this question in the context of an ongoing investigation, and I would not read anything into it other than I'm simply not going to comment on an ongoing investigation.
Has there been any change, or is there a plan for Mr. Rove's portfolio to be altered in any way?
Again, you have my response to these questions. Go ahead.
Sarah, go ahead.
Now, that was really interesting there. I hope you caught that. The question was whether or not the president still had confidence in Karl Rove. And again, he declined to answer that question. Pretty strong stuff. Can't say whether he has confidence or not in Karl Rove. And then he called on another foreign reporter. They went on for a good 2 minutes. And again, notice when he deals with Karl Rove, he answers about 5-10 seconds. So he filibustered another 2 minutes. And then here's more on the question of Karl Rove.
We're strengthening their capability, and the commanders have talked about that as well. So there's good fit there. The president referenced some of that in his remarks today. And now I'll go back to David. Go ahead.
There's a difference between commenting publicly on an action and taking action in response to it. Newsweek put out a story, an email saying that Karl Rove passed national security information onto a reporter that outed a CIA officer. Now, are you saying that the president is not taking any action in response to that? Because I presume that the prosecutor did not ask you not to take action, and that if you did, you still would not necessarily abide by that. That the president is free to respond to news reports, regardless of whether there's an investigation or not. So are you saying that he's not going to do anything about this until the investigation is fully over and done with?
Well, I think the president has previously spoken to this. This continues to be an ongoing criminal investigation. No one wants to get to the bottom of it more than the President of the United States. And we're just not going to have more to say on it until that investigation is complete.
But you acknowledge that he is free, as President of the United States, to take whatever action he wants to in response to a credible report that a member of his staff leaked information. He is free to take action if he wants to.
Again, you're asking questions relating to an ongoing investigation, and I think I've responded to it.
John.
Now, I thought that was actually a really good question. I mean, is the president going to act? I would have phrased the question slightly differently. I think David Korn of The Nation magazine asked a good question. But then here's my follow-up. Scott, let me ask you a hypothetical question. Let's say, just say hypothetically, the president had an advisor. And that advisor's lawyer, not media reports, not ongoing investigation, that advisor's lawyer said that he, hypothetically now, that he disclosed the name of a CIA agent, okay? Would the president allow that person to continue to work for him to get a security clearance, or would he fire such a person for disclosing a covert operative? Hypothetically, Scott, well, that question wasn't asked. Instead, Scott went to another reporter who kept him busy for about 4 minutes, but I'm going to go back to when they got through with that reporter, and they went back to the questions on Karl Rove.
Names with Democrats as well and get their thoughts on it.
Yes. What was the president's interaction today with Karl Rove? Did they discuss this current situation and understanding that Karl Rove was the architect of the president's win? How important is Karl Rove to the administration?
Yeah, again, this is coming at it from. This is still coming at the same question relating to reports about an ongoing investigation, and I think I've responded to it. Do you have questions on another topic?
No. Who is Karl Rove as it relates to this current administration?
I appreciate the question, April. I think I've responded. Go ahead, Connie.
I know it was hard to hear April there, but the question was, who is Karl Rove with respect to this administration? I mean, does he have a role if the president has no confidence in him? No answer. Let's hear more.
Outside as well. And there are a lot of people expressing their views right now.
You seem to get annoyed last week, though.
I want to try to label anything. Go ahead.
Scott, I think you're getting this barrage today in part because it is now clear that 21 months ago you were up at this podium saying something that we now know to be demonstrably false. Now, are you concerned that in not setting the record straight today that this could undermine the credibility of the other things you say to the podium?
Again, I'm going to be happy to talk about this at the appropriate time. Dana, you and everybody in this room, or most people in this room, I should say, know me very well, and they know the type of person that I am, and I'm confident in our relationship that we have, but I would be glad to talk about this at the appropriate time, and that's once the investigation is complete. I'm not going to get into commenting based on reports or anything of that nature.
Scott, at this point, are we to consider what you said previously when you were talking about this, that you're still standing by that, or are those all inoperative?
Again, you're still trying to come at this from a different angle, and I've responded to it.
Are you standing by what you said previously?
You've heard my response. Go ahead.
Are you standing by what you said previously? I'm not going to answer that. Did you lie to us previously? I'm not going to answer that. Did you make up stuff? I'm not going to answer that. Do we have any reason to believe any word you ever say in the future? I'm not going to answer that. Is the president going to stand by his pledge? I'm not going to answer that. Is Karl Rove a criminal? Did he commit treason? I'm not going to answer that. I have no idea. Leave me alone. Oh, God. You know, just watching him, it was complete deer in the headlights. Listen to the questions. They're saying to him, is there any reason we should possibly believe a word you say in the future? And his response, basically, I'm not going to answer that. Let me just play one last thing from the press conference, and then I'm going to go to your calls.
Last round of talks over a year ago by the other five parties. Go ahead.
When the leak investigation is concluded, does the president believe it might be important for his credibility, the credibility of the White House, to release all the information voluntarily that was submitted as part of the investigation so the American public could see what transpired inside the White House at the time?
This is an investigation being overseen by a special prosecutor, and I think those are questions best directed to the special prosecutor. Again, this is an ongoing matter. I'm just not going to get into commenting it further this time. At the appropriate time, when it's complete, then I'll be glad to talk about it at that point.
Have you in the White House considered whether that would be optimal to release as much information and make it as open as possible?
It's the same type of question. You're asking me to comment on an ongoing investigation, and I'm not going to do that.
I'm actually talking about the communication strategy, which is a little bit.
I understood. The president directed the White House to cooperate fully with the investigation.
And it goes on and on and on. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the press conference and your calls at 877-528-8255 after this.
Speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order the stirring collection of Reagan speeches for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to www.reagancollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address ReaganCollection.com.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure. Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking mostly about Karl Rove and Traitorgate. I've been playing the press conference with Scott McClellan. I tell you, reporters, I've never seen them like this in the Bush administration before. They're asking him tough questions. They're basically saying, why did you lie to us? And Scott McClellan was forced to say 35 times that there's an ongoing investigation, even though he had reported on that ongoing investigation back before he knew that Karl Rove may be involved in a traitorous act. Let me play the end of that press conference, and then we're going to devote the entire second half hour to your calls at 877-528-TALK. But let's play the end of that press conference.
And that's what he expects people in the White House to do.
And he would like to do that when it is concluded.
Again, I've already responded. Go ahead.
Scott, was it who in the investigation made this request of the White House not to comment further about the investigation? Was it Mr. Fitzgerald? Did he make the...
We all want to see the prosecutors get to the bottom of this matter. The president wants to see the prosecutors get to the bottom of this matter. And the way to help them do that is to not get into commenting on it while it is ongoing.
Made of you or of whom?
I already responded to these questions. Go ahead.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that? He said probably it was expressed. Now, you might have missed that. I may have to play it again after the break, but he said probably it was expressed by several. Scott McClellan, right after he gives a whole big thing on terrorism and so forth. Listen to the final question to Scott McClellan.
Defeated. And the way we will ultimately defeat the enemy is to defeat their hateful ideology. And you do that by spreading freedom, because free societies are peaceful societies, as the president said. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, in your dealings with the special counsel, have you consulted a personal attorney?
Again, I'm just not going to say anything further. I expressed all I'm going to say on this matter from this podium. Go ahead.
Now, there's a twinkle in his eye that you can't see when he says that. They ask him, Scott, have you consulted a personal attorney? No, I'm not going to comment further. You know, it's very rare they get caught in these lies. And this press conference was not played very often. I didn't see it much in the mainstream press. I saw a tiny bit about it on Jon Stewart. That's why I wanted to play it for you. It's nice to see them on the defensive when they're caught in their lies. When we come back in the second half hour, I'm going to take some of your calls to talk about Karl Rove. I'm going to get to Mike from L.A., then Betsy from Annapolis, and to you if you call in. 877-528-TALK right after these messages.
This is Newsbreak. An Iraqi judge announcing that Saddam Hussein has been charged with the murders of Shiites in the village of Jujal in 1982. The man representing Saddam
commented on the investigation while it's ongoing. I think we all want
request of the White House not to
again. I've already responded. Go ahead.
Police have enlisted undercover snipers that have been given orders to shoot to kill if it appears a suspect is carrying a bomb and disobeys orders to surrender. Meantime, Prime Minister Tony Blair says the evil ideology of Al-Qaeda must be pulled up by the roots. The Senate is gearing up for a possible Supreme Court showdown as President Bush looks to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And Hurricane Emily raining on the vacation plans of thousands of Americans along Mexico's Caribbean coast at Cozumel and Cancun. More news at USAradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
The following from News Broadcast Network. Pittsburgh Steelers nutritionist Leslie Bonka has this advice for understanding the newest diet lingo.
One confusing term is nutrient density. All it means is that for relatively few calories, you get a lot of nutrients. For example, cantaloupe and potatoes. For 100 calories per serving, both of them provide an excellent source of potassium and vitamin C.
More than $40 billion is spent on dieting and diet-related products each year. I'm Lee Shepard.
Remember Grandma's Fresh Summer Jams? A new technique brings back their fresh taste without the time and effort of traditional canning. Ball Fruit Gel Freezer Jam Pectin gives consumers a fast, flavorful, and healthy way to create homemade jam using their favorite fresh fruits in as little as 30 minutes with no cooking. Consumers can visit www.homecanning.com for easy-to-prepare recipes and home canning tips. I'm John.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
Children with poorly controlled asthma are more likely to experience an attack after laughing. Australian researchers say that for those children, Giggling can be more dangerous than exercise or smog. 500 children with asthma were studied. Two-thirds of their asthma attacks were brought about by laughing, tickling, or excitement. Researchers say laughter-induced asthma could be a tip-off that a child needs a better approach for asthma control.
Harvard researchers say calcium may cut cancer risks. A study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute found that people who don't get enough calcium can lower their risk of some types of colon cancer by taking supplements. The survey of 135,000 people found that those who consumed about 700 milligrams of calcium daily reduced their risk by almost 50%. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We're talking about Tradergate, whether Karl Rove was involved in outing a CIA agent. His lawyer says that he thinks he may have gotten it from a journalist. But the lawyer who has firsthand conversations of the conversations between Rove and the prosecutors, he said that Rove didn't have a clear recollection. He told them he believes he may have heard it from a journalist. And asked who it was, the lawyer said, I don't think he's able to identify that or identify precisely when he may have heard it. Is anyone buying this thing? In fact, Rove's attorney, Robert Luskin, said he can't say categorically that Rove did not obtain information about Plame from a confidential source, such as a classified document. Oh, can't say that categorically, huh? Well, let's listen real quick, and then I'm going to get to your calls. Let's listen to what Karl Rove had to say categorically just a year and a half ago. And he said this on ABC, CBS, Fox News, several other places. Listen in.
I didn't know her name and didn't leak her name.
Did you get it? I didn't know her name and I didn't leak her name. Oh, he didn't know her name and didn't leak her name. All he said was Joe Wilson's wife. Well, I have news for you. Title 50, Section 421 of the U.S. Code says it's against the law to intentionally disclose any information identifying a CIA operative. You don't have to know her name. Let me go to the phones now. I've got Mike from Los Angeles. Mike, you've been holding a real good time. I appreciate you waiting for me.
That's all right, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Boy, you know, I think the White House is handling this so badly. If I were the president, I would issue a statement saying, let me clarify my earlier statement. If it could be established that anyone in my administration willfully and knowingly exposed a covert CIA operative, then they will be dealt with. And that cannot be established at this point based on what we know. Let's sit back and see what happens.
I think you should work for the White House, Mike. That's solid spin right there.
But it's the truth. Mark, you know, no one wants to nail that little weasel Rove more than me, all right? And I was really hoping that I read the Matt Cooper emails with great eagerness because I was hoping it was going to be the smoking gun that was going to establish Rove's guilt. However, it's not. Nowhere does he indicate that he even knows her name, and the reason that's important is because a solid case can be made that he didn't know that her covert status as well.
Well, first of all, let's be clear. There's a lot more than Matthew Cooper's emails. As you know, Matthew Cooper is right now testifying before the grand jury. We don't know all that he's saying. And there's more than that. The statute, as I said, you don't have to actually know her name. You do have to know that she's a covert operative.
But, exactly.
But the thing is that when he disclosed Valerie Plame, he didn't just sacrifice her. See, she was living in the United States at the time. She wasn't undercover at the time. But Plame had established an entire CIA fake company. And that fake company still has, and in fact, I don't really want to talk too much about it, but my understanding is it still has Americans there that are working for that company. I guess they've ran and taken a plane home by now, but they've destroyed our entire weapons of mass destruction covert operation in a foreign country, and that's more than Valerie Plame.
Mark, I will not dispute the seriousness of it. It's quite serious. However, from what I can understand, this woman got in her car every day and left her home and drove straight to Langley. I mean, there was nothing covert about the way that she was acting, number one. Number two, apparently a lot of her neighbors knew she worked for the CIA.
Oh, who told you that? Is that part of the spin machine? I'd be curious. Is that came from – who said her neighbors knew? Did her neighbors say it?
To tell you the truth, I'm not. I'll pull a Scott McClellan. I'm not exactly sure where that
I tell you, I think that came from Rush Limbaugh, because I really would be surprised. If that were true, then you really should throw the entire case out, if it's common knowledge. But listen, I had Joe Wilson on my show 2 weeks ago, and he said it wasn't true. So unless a neighbor comes forward and testifies, that one I don't buy, Mike.
Okay. Well, I just want to know what the truth is, quite frankly.
Well, so do I. And I'll tell you something. It's interesting that Judith Miller is the reporter that is going to jail, because she's the reporter for the New York Times that was really gung-ho about the war in Iraq. She was constantly reporting all these confidential sources telling her about weapons of mass destruction. Turns out, who's her confidential source? Ahmed Chalabi. That's it. And, of course, he has a clear motive. He wants to run the new Iraqi government.
Right.
So one of the problems with confidential sources – let me see if I can get you to agree with me on this. And this is kind of a side issue, but I think there's a huge difference between protecting Deep Throat, protecting someone who's exposing scandal, as in the Watergate scandal, and protecting someone who's out sowing dirty tricks like Karl Rove. Can you agree with me there?
I will agree with you to a point.
Okay.
Because, again, it's subject to interpretation. And, again, I cannot establish as much as I would like to, based only on the Cooper stuff, that he did it maliciously, or that he did it knowingly, or that he did it willfully.
Oh, well, now, wait. Mike, you're saying that Rove talked about Joe Wilson's wife and him getting him the gig to go to Niger, and he didn't do it maliciously? What was his point in doing this?
His point in doing it would be, well...
To discredit Joe Wilson.
To discredit his credibility by saying, hey, he got the gig through his wife. He didn't necessarily get it through because he was qualified.
Right.
That would be an excellent pretext for bringing up the fact that he had connections within the CIA through his wife.
Right, but clearly the goal was to discredit Wilson. I mean,
of course. Oh, there's no question about that.
All right, okay.
Typical Rove dirty trick.
Okay.
But the question is, did he break the law or not? And I, at least up to this point, I'm not convinced that he did.
But Mike, does he have to break the law? I mean, let's you know, it's interesting.
What does the statute say? The statute says you have to know that they're a covert operative and expose them.
Well, Mike, he does have to break the law before he put him in jail. But does he have to break the law for the president to fire him? Does he have to break the law for the president to say, I'm not going to give him classified information? You know, Ehrlichman and Haldeman and Dean, none of them were found to have broken the law at the time that Richard Nixon fired them. And Dick Morris, I just read an interesting article, Dick Morris defending Karl Rove. Dick Morris didn't commit a crime when he was fired. He was fired for talking about, you know, conversations with Bill Clinton while talking to his prostitute. That wasn't against the law, but it was clearly a bad move. I mean,
but what if Rove can make a convincing case that he heard through some reporter that Wilson's wife worked for the CIA? That's the way he heard it, and he never read it in classified material, and therefore had no way of knowing that she was a covert operative.
You know what my response to that is, Mike? I want to play for you what Rove said 2 years ago. Let me just play it one more time.
I didn't know her name. I didn't leak her name.
I didn't know her name, and I didn't leak her name. That woman, Monica Lewinsky, even if he learned it from a reporter... He didn't say that. He didn't say that 2 years ago. He gave a categorical denial. I didn't know her name and I didn't leak her name. Oh, well, it depends on what the definition of name is. Clearly, this is a man that cannot be trusted. If a Democrat did this, you know, can you deny the Republicans would be all over this?
Oh, there's no question they'd be hysterical.
I mean, he lied to the American people. Scott McClellan said that Rove wasn't involved in this at all. It was a categorical denial. The White House lied to us. You know, I know people that talked about in Clinton impeachment. And I've heard people say it not have been perjury. It's a complicated legal thing. But when the president wagged his finger, and they said, at me, as if they were talking directly to that person in that sort of spontaneous, wasn't even a press conference, I could not trust a president who wagged his finger and gave a categorical lie to me. In this case, people get confused about weapons of mass destruction. All the United States authorizing a categorical lie by his spokesman, Scott McClellan, and by his deputy chief of staff, Karl Rove. And there are only two possibilities. The president knew they were lying, or he didn't know they were lying. If he knew they were lying, why isn't he firing Karl Rove right now?
Oh, I think they're going to brazen it out.
Oh, they may. They may, but here's a case where the president gave a clear and direct lie to the American people. I got callers that want to talk about the lies in Iraq, callers that want to talk about stuff with 9/11, but somehow it's the simple things, like with Clinton, a simple thing where they can say, we know the president lied to us, and that's why I think Scott McClellan was having such trouble at his press conference. I'll give you the last word, though. Go ahead.
No, I think their ultimate posture is going to be that if he did reveal it, it was innocent, and it wasn't with the purpose of outing a CIA operative. And that's, and unfortunately, if they can't come up with evidence to the contrary, that's what they're going to go with, and he'll keep his job.
Mike, I think that will be his posture. I think it's a lie, because I don't believe that Karl Rove is innocent of anything like this.
I agree with you. It may well be a lie.
And I think that Fitzgerald might well prove it, but I guess time will tell. Mike, thanks very much for your call. I appreciate it. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I got Betsy from Annapolis and more news. I'm going to play the president's response when he was asked questions about Karl Rove. Doesn't sound too different from Scott McClellan. We'll be right back with that right after this.
They're always talking about the number of people without health insurance, but what about those without dental coverage? If you're self-employed, retired, or your employer just doesn't provide dental insurance, there is an $11.95 a month solution that saves you up to 30, 50, and even 60% on dental services. And because this isn't insurance, there are no turndowns, no claim forms, no waiting periods, no runaround. And this nationwide program covers cleaning, restorations, and cosmetic dentistry. Get the whole story online. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. There's even a form to email to get a list of all the providers in your area. Go to www.1195dental.com. You type in the numbers 1195 followed by the word dental, dental.com. 1195dental.com is here to help. And check out our low prices for family memberships. Say, do you or a member of your family suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't, you get your money back.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're talking mostly about Tradergate with Karl Rove, the main traitor. The act that he's accused of, outing a CIA agent, was described by George Bush's father, former President George Bush, as a traitorous act. That's not the language they're using now, though, and Mike from L.A. points out what Karl Rove's defense will almost certainly be. Now, he's changing his defense. His first defense was categorical denial. That turned out to be a lie. It'll be interesting to see if he's accused of perjury. Now the lie is, well, maybe he was told it by Novak. Yeah, that's the ticket. Novak told him about it. Well, what do we know? We know from lawyers that are familiar with his grand jury testimony there are reports that Rove learned about playing from Novak, but a lawyer with firsthand knowledge of the case said Rove was not certain of that. This is in July 15th, Washington Post. So Rove is being very careful. Oh, I'm not certain I heard it from Novak. Maybe I did. In other words, you have to prove it, folks. Maybe I heard of it. Here's what we do know. We know that the two journalists that reported accounts of Valerie Plame Wilson's CIA status, Rove spoke to both of them, Judith Miller and Bob Novak. We know that when he spoke to Cooper, it was on double super secret background. Now, here's the question. We know that Karl Rove disclosed classified information. We know that. So, you know, if you know someone can't keep a secret, should they be in the White House? Should they still be getting classified information? Well, the Democrats say no. They actually tried to pass a measure to say that, of course, it was aimed at Rove, but it would say that you can't give classified information to any federal employee who discloses a covert CIA agent's identity. Now, if Rove is innocent, If he didn't disclose a covert CIA agent's identity, why did the Republicans vote party line against that bill? After all, it wouldn't affect Karl Rove if he's not guilty of it, would it? In return, the Republicans tried to strip Harry Reid's security clearance. I mean, it's ugly because they're like, oh, well, you want to attack Karl Rove, who's a traitor, we're going to strip your clearance because we can. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that they do this stuff and it doesn't get a lot of reporting. Let me go to the phones. I've got Betsy from Annapolis. Betsy, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you. I'm calling. For the last 5 years, I felt there's been no accountability with the Bush White House.
Yep.
Everything's been politics.
Right.
All politics all the time. In the case of the Iraq War, it's been all geopolitics.
Yep.
Now, I suppose the best thing, the thing that makes me feel good right now is that there's a special prosecutor.
Right.
And Fitzgerald, he's going to take this where it goes.
I think he is.
He is more powerful than George Bush right now.
I don't want to say that, but I don't want to say that, but
he
certainly has the opportunity. But, you know, he's been, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
I'm just saying that I feel like at least this will get to where, I mean, my wish is that it gets to where we know what the truth is behind this situation.
Well, I think to me, Betsy, what's more than this is that finally the American people are seeing that George Bush looked them in the eye and lied to them. His spokesman looked them in the eye and lied to them. And it's the same thing they were angry about with Clinton, except, of course, Clinton was hiding adultery.
Right.
Bush is hiding treason and looking people in the eye and saying, you know, here's the answer. They asked the president, I'm going to play this clip, actually, when we're done, if we have time. But they asked the president when he last spoke to Karl Rove about this. It's a very clear question, because when they denied all that Karl Rove was involved in this, did the president know that they were lying? When Scott McClellan lied to the American people, did the president know they were lying? Did Karl Rove tell the president the truth? If Rove did tell the president the truth, okay, then the president lied to the American people. If he didn't tell the president the truth, if he lied to the president, then why hasn't he been fired already?
Right.
There's really no easy answer, and that's why they're just running and hiding.
Well, here's my question.
Yeah.
For the special prosecutor.
Yeah.
Like, you take Starr. Well, he started investigating Whitewater.
Yeah.
And then there was a horrible scandal over Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
What is this special prosecutor's brief? Can he find out that, you know,
no, I don't think so. He's got a very limited.
This line?
No, he's not under the special prosecutor's was allowed to expire after Bill Clinton. No, this is someone who was appointed because originally you had Bush wanted Attorney General Ashcroft to look into this. The Democrats raised a lot of and reporters and the public said that's ridiculous. You can't investigate yourself, and then had to appoint one. So he's solely for this matter. He's doing a lot of good in this matter, but I don't think he can broaden it the way that Ken started.
What if he found out that, you know, Dick Cheney said, find out everything you can find out about Wilson.
Well, I think that's within the realm. I think that's within the realm of his responsibility, and I would think that we could have impeachment charges. I just don't know how much time Fitzgerald has to find all this out. But I'll tell you this. The grand jury expires in October, so we may be hearing a lot more from Fitzgerald pretty soon. Betsy, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Let me get to Gordon from Michigan. Gordon, be brief. We'll go to a break, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, well, I'm just sort of amazed by all this. I'm wondering, how can the Bush administration possibly fumble this into a possible impeachment like you were talking about? You know, I'm thinking, well, okay, if Rove somehow is somehow convicted or exposed to be a liar, and if Bush tries to back him up or support him, as he probably will, can Bush really, can he survive that?
Well, Gordon, remember Watergate. It wasn't the burglary that got President Nixon in trouble. It was the cover-up. And we're seeing the cover-up right now. Hang on, Gordon. When we come back, I'm going to play the president's response on questions like this, and then I'll get back to your call.
There are times and occasions when only roses will do. Roses247.com searches rose growers all over the world for the season's very best and most special roses at the most reasonable prices. For this week's greatest selection of fresh, beautifully cultivated roses, chosen to convey just exactly the sentiment you want to express, get online to www.roses247.com. We've done all the screening and shopping for you. It's fast, easy, order online just as hundreds of thousands do all the time. So for birthdays, anniversaries, special remembrances, or just to say you are very much loved, type in roses247.com. We're open around the clock at roses247.com. Roses say it best.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com or, if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Just got a few minutes left. I do want to play for you, and I know I've got Gordon hanging on, but before I get to him, I want to play for you what the president had to say, because you've heard Scott McClellan. He's the presidential flack. He's in trouble because he lied to these reporters to their face, and now he has to defend it. But let's hear what the president had to say about all of this, because he doesn't sound that different from Scott McClellan. Listen in.
Can I ask you if you have spoken with your deputy chief of staff, Karl Rove, about the Valerie Plame matter, and do you think he acted improperly in talking about it with reporters?
Mark, I have instructed every member of my staff to fully cooperate in this investigation. I also will not prejudge the investigation based on media reports. We're in the midst of an ongoing investigation. And I will be more than happy to comment further once the investigation is completed. Elaine.
Mr. President, on that front, though, has Mr. Rove come to you and discussed, when did he discuss the fact that he had conversations with reporters about Valerie Plame? And based on that, do you feel as though it was appropriate in 2003 for your spokesman to say definitively that Colorado had nothing to do with the Valerie Plame?
Elaine, we're in the midst of an ongoing investigation. And this is a serious investigation. And it is very important for people not to prejudge the investigation based on media reports. And again, I will be more than happy to comment on this matter once the investigation is complete.
Why do I suspect the president won't be more than happy to comment on this at any time? The president said he wouldn't prejudge the investigation based on media reports. No media reports. Forget the media reports. Don't want to read Newsweek on Cooper's email. Well, what is in the media? One of them is a comment by Lawrence Ruskin, attorney for Karl Rove, where Karl Rove's attorney admits that he was doing the dirty work on Wilson. It admits that he talked about Joe Wilson's wife to Matthew Cooper. That's not media reports. That's Karl Rove's lawyer. And if the president isn't commenting on it, why is Karl Rove's lawyer commenting on it? Why is the Republican Party doing its best to trash Joe Wilson? Did you hear the second question? Oh, did Karl Rove tell you he had nothing to do with it? And do you think it was wrong, Mr. President, for telling everyone that Karl Rove had nothing to do with it? Well, I'm not going to answer that question. Well, if he had nothing to do with it, Mr. President, there was nothing wrong with it. And if he did have something to do with it, there was something wrong with it. There's no easy way for the president to answer that question, and he had a lot of trouble. Gordon, you got 30 seconds. Make a quick comment.
Well, I see that this investigation is about basically the president lying to the American people in the State of the Union address that led to war where thousands of Americans have been killed and injured. I hope it splashes right back in his flaming face.
Gordon, you couldn't have put it better. Thank you very much for your call. This is about more than Valerie Plame Wilson and Joe Wilson and Karl Rove. This is about a president that would do anything to get his lies across to the American people. He was determined to invade Iraq. No matter what happened on 9/11, there's no question. This was a president that was determined to invade Iraq. The moment he got into office, that's what the Project for a New American Century, the PNAC people wanted. That's what this president wanted. And if he had to lie about nuclear weapons, this was a president willing to lie about nuclear weapons, and don't let anyone stop him. And when Ambassador Joe Wilson tried to tell the American people the president was lying, well, he pulled out all stops. He got his turd blossom Karl Rove to go out and out his wife.